There are things we know. There are things we don't know. And then there is the unknown. The things we know help us to manage life. The things we don't know, we try to learn and master. It's the unknown that unnerves us. The unknown when someone loses their job. The unknown when divorce hits a family. The unknown when someone loses their spouse. The unknown when someone awaits a transplant. The unknown when someone is deployed. The unknown when someone we know battles addiction. The unknown when someone is diagnosed with terminal illness. The unknown when someone goes missing. These unknowns take a heavy toll. I'm approaching the scripture readings today for the second Sunday of Lent from the perspective of what I'm calling the known unknown. I'll come to that in my third point. In today's first reading, Abraham was called to embrace the unknown, to go to an unknown land, accept an unknown future without a progeny, and when he did have a child, to embrace the unknown in the offering of his son as a sacrifice. Jesus too embraces the unknown. His baptism and his transfiguration made known and affirmed his identity as the beloved son. But after his baptism, he went into the desert, into the unknown. After the transfiguration, he goes down the mountain into the unknown. Most of all, on the cross, he embraced death, the absolute unknown. Both Abraham and Jesus introduce us to a new dimension of our Christian journey, the known unknown. But before I get there, let me share two points with you. And in my third point, I want to talk about the known unknown. First, God embraces our unknown. In being called to sacrifice his son, the very son through whom God had said to Abraham that his descendants will become like the stars in the sky and the sand on the ocean shore. In being called to sacrifice this very son, Abraham was pushed to the brink of the unknown. It is very possible that we ask the question, how could God ask Abraham to make such a demanding sacrifice? Who asks someone to sacrifice their child? Now, for those of us who know the whole story, God finally spared Abraham's son. God did not ask Abraham to do what God himself would not do. In other words, Abraham's son was spared that day, but God did not spare his own son. So the story of the incarnation is a story of God both entering our humanity and embracing it in its totality. God entered the depths of human life, including the unknown. In entering the desert, in experiencing pain and suffering, in embracing death, in navigating through the unknown in Jesus Christ, God embraced humanity to its fullest extent possible. God embraced what unnerves us the most, the fear of the unknown. So if there is anyone here in this church struggling with the unknown, be consoled that God, our God, is not a God who does not understand our struggles with the unknown. God has been there already. Secondly, the antidote to the fear of the unknown. Today's scripture readings give us the right way to manage the unknown. So when we deal with the unknown, how to deal with it? Managing the unknown calls for what I call a very specific kind of faith. Yes, faith in general is good, but a specific kind of faith. And we see this faith in Abraham and in Jesus. For example, Abraham had no idea that ultimately his son would be spared, right? But he takes his son and goes, thinking he's going to sacrifice his son. When he got to the mountain to carry out God's command, guess what? God was already there in the unknown. Similarly, Jesus had no idea what awaited him as he headed towards his end. He even feels abandoned on the cross. Jesus, this is the Son of God. Jesus feels abandoned, alone. Yet we know that God was already there in the empty tomb where he was placed. Folks, the best way to counter the paralyzing fear of the unknown is to have the absolute confidence that no matter what awaits me, God is already there. We never reach the unknown alone. This means that we do not have to look for God when we don't know where we are going. God is already there to find me. Now I come to the third point, the known unknown. It is a reality of the human condition that often our unknowns remain in the realm of the unknown, right? And I want to, you remember when Cheryl Coker went missing in our parish. Now finally her remains were found, but the family still does not know the circumstances of her death, or they have not been able to convict the person who may have murdered her. Some unknowns remain unknown. Or for example, people who are given the news of a terminal illness. They hope to be healed, but many don't make it. Some unknowns, and we don't know why, right? Some people get healed, some people don't. Why? We don't know. And for us, every death introduces us to the realm of the unknown. For us Christians, though, when we face the absolute unknown, that is our death, our faith in Christ comes to our aid. So as St. Paul says in today's second reading, if God is for us, who can be against us? Yes, even in the unknown, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all, how will he not also give us everything else along with him? God spared Abraham's son, but God did not spare his own son, because God wanted us to know that eternity is ours. And Paul expressed this in these words: "For I'm convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord." In other words, all our unknowns culminate in Christ. As Paul says, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through whom he has loved us. In other words, folks, whereas there are many unknowns in our lives, there is one thing we know for sure: that the love of God has assured eternity for us. So, for example, we don't know many things about Cheryl Crocker, but what do we know? We know that God has prepared a place for an eternity. Finally, ultimately, we know what our destiny is. Now, do we know eternity fully? No, we don't. Have we seen God? No, we don't. We haven't. Do we know what heaven is like? No, we don't. But we do know it is ours, the known unknown. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, not any other creature will be able to separate us from God's love. Because God's love conquers every unknown. I want to conclude with a prayer of St. Teresa of Avila. She says, "Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices." This God today is here with us. In spite of the Eucharist, there are many things we will not know. But we don't know one thing: eternity itself is on this altar, and it is ours. People of God said,